Russia took over the rotating monthly presidency of the 15-member United Nations Security Council on Saturday despite its war in Ukraine. That prompted Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba to describe the move as the worst joke ever.
The presidency of Russia in the UN Security Council begins on the 1st of April. And frankly speaking, you cannot imagine a worse joke for April Fool's Day. It's the worst joke ever that the country who systemically violated all fundamental rules of international security is presiding over a body whose only mission is to safeguard and protect international security.
Russia's presidency comes hours after a fierce debate in the Security Council about Moscow placing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, which borders Ukraine and several NATO military alliance countries. Robert Wood, the U.S. alternate representative to the UN, condemned the move.
But President Putin is escalating Russia's dangerous and destabilizing behavior by now threatening to deploy nuclear weapons in Belarus. He has once again reminded the world of his disregard for international law, including the UN Charter. Russia's suggestion that this intended deployment is somehow justified because of the use of armor-piercing ammunition is ludicrous.
But Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, said it responded to the West's aggressive actions and America's stationing of nuclear weapons in Europe. He says this is to ensure the security of the Russian Federation and Belarus. The ambassador adds this is precisely the direction of the measures announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin, which in his words have so frightened the Zelensky regime and its Western sponsors, a reference to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Or did you seriously expect that we would not properly respond to your provocative and aggressive actions? Those remarks didn't impress Ukraine's UN ambassador Sergei Kislytsa, who said he would stay away from the Security Council in April, except when there is an issue of critical national security interest. The last time Russia presided over the UN Security Council was in February last year, when it invaded Ukraine. Since then, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for alleged war crimes that Moscow denies. Yet, despite misery, there was some hopeful news for Ukraine. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, agreed to grant Ukraine favorable funding worth $15.6 billion. It's the organization's first known loan to a country at war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.